Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Johnson Joseph, President and CEO of Tenet Fintech Group, and I would like to welcome you to this annual general and special meeting of the company's shareholders. Joining me for this virtual meeting today are Liang Qiu, the Chief Executive of the company's Chinese operations, Maxime Couturier, the company's Chief Financial Officer, Michael Kiros, the company's Chief Operating Officer, Dom Manella, the company's General Counsel, Nancy Wolf, Chartered Professional Accountant from Raymond Chabot Grant Thornton, the company's auditor, and Kathy Hume from CHF Capital Markets, the company's investor relations partner. Kathy will serve as moderator for any questions you may have during the meeting. We will ask that your questions be limited to the business of the meeting on the approved agenda. I'll make a brief statement related to the company's operational outlook for the rest of the year immediately following today's meeting. Mr. Manella will make a brief statement related to the progress with the Ontario Securities Commission to have the failure to file cease trade order, CTO, placed on the company's securities lifted. Please keep in mind, only registered shareholders and duly appointed proxy holders will be entitled to vote today. Please note that the votes at the meeting will be taken on a show of hands unless a secret written ballot is requested by a shareholder prior to the results of a vote by show of hands is known. For those attending via Teams, please raise your hand using the raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen. There will be several motions proposed during the meeting. You may make comments specific to these motions prior to the vote, but I would ask that any questions or comments on general matters take place at the end of the meeting. When an item of business is before the meeting for consideration, questions and comments should be limited to that item. If you have a question or comment not related to a business item, an opportunity to raise other questions and comments will be provided after voting on the business described in the Management Information Circular. After the formal business of the meeting has been completed, and Mr. Manella's update on the CTO, we will accept general questions from shareholders or proxy holders. If you wish to ask a question, please raise your hand to be recognized. Once you're recognized, please state your name and whether you are a shareholder or a proxy holder, and then ask your question. While today's meeting will be held in English, we invite you to intervene and ask your questions in either of the official languages. Bien que l'assemblée soit tenue en anglais, nous vous invitons à intervenir et poser vos questions dans la langue dans une des langues officielles de votre choix. Okay, this general and special meeting of shareholders is now open, and I will briefly comment on the procedures, and I will appoint scrutineers for the meeting. I will ask Jenny Cunningham and Bertrand Gély from TSX Trust Company to act as scrutineers for this meeting. For your information, the scrutineers are here to tabulate the votes by proxy. In addition, all the proxies received authorize me to represent the shareholders for today's votes. I will therefore state the results of the votes for each of the proposals in order to formalize each of the results of the proposals. I have received confirmation that the notice of meeting and proxy form have been sent on October 15, 2025, to the shareholders of record of the company as of September 23, 2025. I also received confirmation that the management proxy circular was made available to the shareholders of record as of October 6, 2025. Before the start of the meeting, I was advised by the scrutineers that we have a quorum based on the proxies then received. The scrutineers' report confirms that there are at least 77,786,988 shares, being 23.92% of the 325,140,867 shares issued and outstanding that are represented in person or by proxy at this meeting. I will ask Mr. Manella to attach a copy of the scrutineer's report to the minutes of the meeting. In accordance with the proxy bylaws, two shareholders present in person or represented by proxy and representing not less than 5% of the issued and outstanding shares entitled to vote shall constitute a quorum. I therefore declare that this meeting has been properly convened to address to the business of the day. I remind listeners that voting for this meeting has already occurred by way of proxy. We can now address the business of the meeting. If any person wishes to ask a question or comment relating to the business of the meeting, you can signal your interest to ask a question by using the function raise hand available using the online platform meeting controls. I ask that you then introduce yourself and confirm that you are a current shareholder of the company. The moderator will confirm your position within the speaking queue. We have five items on the agenda for today's meeting. Number one, for the shareholders to receive the audited financial statements of Tenet for the year ended December 31st, 2024, and the report on the auditors thereon. Number two, to elect the directors of Tenet for the ensuing year. Number three, to appoint Raymond Chabot Grant Thornton LLP as auditors of Tenet for the ensuing year and to authorize the directors to fix their remuneration. Item number four, to consider and, if deemed advisable, approve a resolution relating to the approval and adoption of the Omnibus Incentive Plan of Tenet. And finally, number five, the adjournment of the meeting. Item number one, presentation of the financial statements. Okay, the first item of business is the presentation of the company's 2024 annual audited financial statements and the auditor's report thereon. I would ask any shareholder physically present at the meeting that has not received a copy of the financial statements and would like to receive one to raise their hand, and a copy will be handed to them. Okay, so we have no request for financial statements. Thank you. Okay, item number two, election of the directors. The next item of business is the election of five directors of the company as listed in the management information circular that was made available to you via SEDAR+ and the company's website. The following individuals are proposed for election as directors of the company. So we have first Mr. Jean Leblanc, Mr. George Krusik, Mr. Yves Renaud, Mr. Liang Qiu, and finally myself, Johnson Joseph. You'll find more information on each candidate in the management information circular. Are there any questions or comments regarding this item? Dom, nobody? No? No? Okay. We will now hold a vote for each candidate. For Jean Leblanc, I will now ask that a motion be put forth calling for his election to hold office until the next annual shareholders' meeting or until his successor is appointed.
I propose that the motion be adopted.
Okay, Michael Kuras, thank you. Can I have someone to second the motion?
Maxime Couturier, I second the motion.
Okay. Thank you. Any shareholders desiring to vote in person should do so at this time. If you have not already voted or if you wish to change your vote, please raise your hand so that the scrutineers can give you a ballot. Okay. As the motion has been properly put forth and has received the requisite number of votes for approval, I declare the resolution duly carried. Now, for George Krusik, I will now ask that a motion be put forth calling for his election to hold office until the next annual shareholders' meeting or until his successor is appointed.
Michael Kuras, I propose that the motion be adopted.
Thank you. Can I have someone to second the motion?
Maxime Couturier, I second the motion.
Okay. Thank you. Any shareholders desiring to vote in person should do so at this time. If you have not already voted or if you wish to change your vote, please raise your hand so that the scrutineers can give you a ballot. Anyone? No? Okay. Thank you. Okay. As the motion has been properly put forth and has received the requisite number of votes for approval, I declare the resolution duly carried. Now for Yves Renaud. I will now ask that a motion be put forth calling for his election to hold office until the next annual shareholders meeting or until his successor is appointed.
Michael Quiros, I propose that the motion be adopted.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Can I have someone to second the motion?
Maxime Couturier, I second the motion.
Thank you, Maxime. Any shareholders desiring to vote in person should do so at this time. If you have not already voted or if you wish to change your vote, please raise your hand so that the scrutineers can give you a ballot. No one? Okay. As the motion has been properly put forth and has received the requisite number of votes for approval, I declare the resolution duly carried. Now for Liang Q. I will now ask that a motion be put forth calling for his election to hold office until the next annual shareholders meeting or until his successor is appointed.
Michael Quiros, I propose that the motion be adopted.
Thank you, Michael. Can I have someone second the motion?
Maxime Couturier, I second the motion.
Thank you, Maxime. Any shareholders desiring to vote in person should do so at this time. If you have not already voted or if you wish to change your vote, please raise your hand so that the scrutineers can give you a ballot. Okay. As the motion has been properly put forth and has received the requisite number of votes for approval, I declare the resolution duly carried. Okay. And finally, for myself, Johnson Joseph, I will now ask that a motion be put forth calling for my election to hold office until the next annual shareholders meeting or until my successor is appointed.
Michael Quiros, I propose that the motion be adopted.
Thank you, Michael. Can I have someone second the motion?
Maxime Couturier, I second the motion.
Thank you, Maxime. Any shareholder desiring to vote in person should do so at this time. If you have not already voted or if you wish to change your vote, please raise your hand so that the scrutineers can give you a ballot. Okay. As the motion has been properly put forth and has received the requisite number of votes for approval, I declare the resolution duly carried. We'll now move to item number 3, appointment of the independent auditors. Are there any questions or comments regarding this item? Okay. Can I have a motion to nominate Raymond Chabot Grant Thornton as independent auditors of the company to hold office until the next annual shareholders meeting or until its successor is appointed?
Michael Quiros, I propose the motion be adopted.
Thank you, Michael. Can I have someone second the motion?
Maxime Couturier, I second the motion.
Thank you, Maxime. Any shareholders desiring to vote in person should do so at this time. If you have not already voted or if you wish to change your vote, please raise your hand so that the scrutineers can give you a ballot. As the motion has been properly put forth and has received the requisite number of votes for approval, I declare the resolution duly carried. Okay. We will now move to item number 4, approval and adoption of the Omnibus Incentive Plan. Are there any questions or comments regarding this item?
Ouais, moi, je suis le chef des opérations, je porte Tenet.
Le chef des opérations?
Oui.
Moi, je suis le CFO, le chef des Chief Financial Officer.
Ah, financial.
Chef des finances.
Okay. Donc, c'est
Je suis le CEO de la compagnie. Ouais. Okay. Le PDG, en français.
Okay. Moi, je suis l'avocat de la société, directeur général, directeur juridique.
Tout ce qui concerne les actions, ces choses-là.
En tout ce qui est les questions juridiques et réglementaires de la société.
Super.
Merci.
Are there any other questions?
No.
Okay. Okay, so can I have a motion to approve and adopt the Omnibus Incentive Plan?
Michael Quiros, I propose the motion be adopted.
Thank you, Michael. Can I have someone second the motion?
Maxime Couturier, I second the motion.
Thank you, Maxime. Any shareholders desiring to vote in person should do so at this time. If you have not already voted, or if you wish to change your vote, please raise your hand so that the scrutineers can give you a ballot. As the motion has been properly put forth and has received the requisite number of votes for approval, I declare the resolution duly carried. We've come to the last item, close of the meeting. I hereby request that the final report of the scrutineers be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Okay. This completes the business to be conducted at this meeting. Since there are no other matters to come before this meeting, I will call for a motion to terminate the meeting. Okay, can I have a motion calling for the end of the meeting?
Michael Kyros, I propose calling for the end of the meeting.
Thank you. Can I have someone second the motion?
Maxim Couturier, I second the motion.
Thank you, Maxim. In virtue of the proxies which have been granted to me, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your presence, and I will now share a few thoughts on what shareholders can expect from the operation, from an operation standpoint, from the company between now and the rest of the year. Now, before I go ahead and make that statement, I will have to say that what I'm about to say may constitute forward-looking information. I would encourage everybody to go back to the annual audited financial statements and the MD&A. There's a section in particular in the MD&A that talks about forward-looking information. So read that section, make sure you understand that section. That prefaces what I'm about to say here about the operational outlook for the company. Now, there are three items that I would like to touch upon between now and the end of the year. I know there's only 2 months left. There are only 2 months left between now and the end of the year, but we have been working very, very hard, particularly with our operations in China. We've been making a lot of progress, and we expect to have activity resume on the platforms before the end of this year. So you can look forward to an announcement specifically about that and for revenue to resume on the platforms in China. That's number one. The second thing that I would like to point out is we've also been working very hard in Canada with the application. There are some tweaks that we have made to the Qubla platform in particular. We will be launching a new version of the platform with enhanced functionality in the networking and insights modules in particular. And that will be done before the end of this month. And that's going to allow us to start a marketing campaign to be able to attract more small and medium-sized businesses to the platform, which in turn would give us access to more data to feed into the indexes that we're building on the Tenoris 3 front for the IE Pulse index series. We're working very, very hard to try to come up with a retail index series before the end of this year. There are no guarantees that we'll be able to do that, but those are one of the things that we believe will be important for the company to achieve before the end of this year, and we're working very, very hard on that. Third and lastly is the expansion to the US. We have to make adjustments to the platform. We hope to be able to make adjustments to the platform before the end of this year so that we can at least start a pre-registration campaign and start inviting US-based businesses to register on the platform. So those are the three elements that we would like shareholders to keep in mind that we believe we'll be able to achieve between now and the end of this year. That being said, I will open it up for questions on, well, questions on that, on those three items. Are there any questions from anybody in attendance? We'll start with the people in attendance. On n'a pas des bureaux physiques aux États-Unis, mais on a déjà enregistré une filiale américaine aux États-Unis. Donc, toutes les opérations, excusez-moi, toutes les opérations de Tenet qui vont se faire aux États-Unis vont passer par cette filiale-là qui s'appelle Qubler Inc. US.
Est-ce que le tarif a quelque chose à voir avec le tarif de Donald Trump? Est-ce que ça a quelque chose à voir avec...
Avec
on pense pas
que les tarifs vont avoir un impact sur nos opérations parce que nous, ce qu'on fait aux États-Unis, c'est la même chose qu'on est en train de faire au Canada, c'est qu'on amène des PME américaines avec des institutions financières américaines pour faire des affaires ensemble. Donc, on n'anticipe pas que les tarifs vont avoir un impact sur nos opérations. Exactement, c'est du service, exactement. Ouais.
Alors, c'est pas tarifé le service.
Pas nécessairement, mais ça va être, encore une fois, on a une filiale américaine, donc les opérations vont passer par une filiale américaine. Donc, il n'y a, pas vraiment d'impact pour nous à ce niveau-là. Oh, I apologize for that. Okay, because the questions were being asked in French. I was answering in French. I apologize. I realized Dom just pointed out that many of our shareholders unfortunately don't understand French. So just to I'm going to give a brief summary of the questions that were asked. So the question that was asked from one of our shareholders here in person is was related to our operations in China, whether we had physical offices in China, and my response, not in China, but in the US, I apologize. So no, we do not have physical offices in the US, but we do have a subsidiary registered in the US, and it's through that subsidiary that our US operations will be handled. And the second question was with regards to the tariffs in the US. The question was, were we going to be impacted by the tariffs? And I explained that we provide services in the US, and we're providing services to US-based businesses who are going to be working with the US-based financial institutions. So there should not be any impact on our operations as far as the Kubler platform operations in China, in the US. There should not be any impacts of the tariffs with that regard. Are there any other questions?
Wondering about AI and how it fits into this, and if you're a little bit behind because of the advent of the increase in the technology, if and it fell behind in AI because of the explosion of AI.
Okay, thank you for your question. So I don't know if everybody could hear the question, but I'll just repeat the question. So the question had to do with AI. With the explosion of AI, the question was, is Tenet being left behind? Are we utilizing AI? And my answer to that question is yes. Our platform is using AI right now, particularly what we're doing in China, but we're bringing that here to the Kubla platform in Canada. When I mentioned the enhanced features for networking and insights, there are certain applications that I can't get into the details, but yes, we are utilizing AI to enhance a lot of functionalities, basically to provide better networking opportunities for our members. And that also we are monitoring what they're consuming on the inside, and we're utilizing AI basically to be more efficient in the way we serve our clients on the platform. We're also utilizing AI in an application that was recently developed with an external partner, where we have standardized the way we gather data from different account or software system, because with the Kubler application, we have to be able to service businesses that utilize different account and software packages, right? So it's not always easy. The account and software packages, they all work differently, and the way they classify information is all different. So we've developed an application that standardizes the way data comes into our systems. So that's another way we utilize AI. So to answer your question, we're very aware of what's going on with AI, and we have embraced it, and we try to use it as much as we can in our applications.
I'm wondering, because it seems maybe, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, you were ahead of the curve, and now I'm wondering if you're behind the curve, because I had the feeling that what you were trying to do was unique, and now it seems it's not unique anymore.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I understand what you're saying. So the question asked by the shareholder is that a few years ago, we seemed like we're ahead of the curve in terms of what we're offering to our clients and also to our shareholders. But now it seems like other people may have caught up to us. I do believe that we are still ahead of the curve in terms of what we're doing. the way we're gathering information, what we're offering to small businesses. Yes, I agree with you that perhaps maybe financing, There are companies that are offering financing, maybe the opportunity to network. There are other companies that are offering the same thing. But if you look at what we offer in its totality, like there's still nobody doing what we're doing. And our ability basically to gather data, because first and foremost, as far as I'm concerned, we're a data and analytics company. So really what we're doing is the services that we're providing these services to have access to data, to information, and where the company is going to really bring value to its shareholders, I believe, is and what we do with that data. So the Tenoris subsidiary, the data science subsidiary, we're accumulating information right now. So the first product that we're looking to bring to market is the index series through the IE Pulse platform, but we have other ideas in terms of what we're gonna be able to do. So that's where I think it's going to be more apparent to our shareholders that we're still ahead of the curve. Yes, it's true that everybody does have data, but if you look at the type of data that we have, okay, it's really the type of data that sets us apart, and that's what we're going to be capitalizing on. Okay, are there any questions from online participants?
Not for you.
Okay, terrific.
Any hands raised?
Okay, terrific. So that being said, I'm going to hand it over to Dom. Oh.
Just one question. Where did the person, I see that Mike holding that Sam, you're in the office there, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Where is, Mr. Q there, is he in China?
No, he's attending virtually right now because he actually, he had a meeting this morning with China. So when I said we're working really, really hard, so yeah. So he had a meeting with China, he's working on something right now and he could not attend physically, but he is online right now, virtually attending the meeting. Jean Leblanc is a director. So the directors are, they're independent directors. They don't work in the office with us on a day-to-day basis. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Same thing with Ibranopi.
George Cruce. Yes. George is actually in California. So he's in California. Yeah, he's one of our directors. He resides in California. So he couldn't be here in person. Okay.
Correct. So in other words, the service that we're that the companies are providing is information with other small business, small and medium business to help them in their financial thing, or help them do their report, or
we help businesses, Mr. Pigeon, we help small and medium-sized businesses in any way we can. The platform, the Qubit platform, is a business development platform. So whether they need financing, whether they want to network, they want to make business connections, whether they need information, insights, market intelligence reports, we help them in any capacity that a small and medium-sized business would need to be able to grow their business and expand their operations. So that's what we do. We try to provide the services to help them grow their operations.
So this service, we make a cut on that, and we make some money.
Well, the model is different, and the model is different in North America than it is in China. Yes, in China, so the services that we provide in China, we do charge a fee, and that's how we generate revenue through our platforms in China. Okay. But here in North America, we provide the services completely free of charge to the small and medium-sized businesses. In exchange for that, basically, we gather information, we gather data, right? And we monetize this data through the indexes that we're commercializing and other products that we plan on coming out with in the future.
Okay. Is there somebody else, other companies that are doing this similar thing?
To our knowledge right now, no, we are still unique. As I said before, we're still unique in what we do. Thank you. All right, so Dominic, I will turn it over to you for your update on the Centier.
Yes, hello everyone. We're happy to host you. And I'll be giving a short update on the CTO. As you all know, on May 7th, 2025, the OSC issued a cease trade order and for failure to file financial statements at that time. And the reason why it is taking, I would say, a longer time than it would typically take, it's because this period of review has exceeded 90 days under National Policy 11207. And as a result, the OSC has been conducting a standard continuous disclosure review. This review is a routine regulatory process that is triggered by that duration of the CTO, and it's intended to ensure that Tenet's disclosures record is complete, accurate, and compliant prior to any revocation of the CTO. On or about October 6th, we submitted our full application of this CTO to the OSC. And recently, we have responded to that first comment letter with our responses and revisions to the MD&A. And the OSC is currently reviewing our answers and amendments to the MD&A, and we are awaiting for their second comment letter. We are fully cooperating with the OSC staff and are following the standard and usual procedures required in these circumstances, namely the CTO. And what we guarantee you is we're going to continue to provide updates as the review progresses. And finally, once the revocation has been of the CTO has been granted by the OSC, we will issue a detailed press release confirming that we will be resuming trading activity only after that the Canadian Securities Exchange has also lifted their suspension order on the stock. So the first step is to get the revocation lifted, and then it's just a very short administrative procedure, which doesn't take long for the CSC to lift their order so that we can resume trading. And as I've mentioned to some of you, we are working very hard and very diligently to get that lifted so that all of you could start trading your stock shortly. If there's any questions on the process, I'm happy to respond to your questions or comments. You guys can email me, you can call me. I'm happy to answer your questions. However, there are certain limits due to my code of ethics and professional obligations that I have both towards the company and towards my profession. And we thank you for your patience, and we thank you for your faith and trust that you put into this company. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, so I think that wraps up the meeting. So parting words here. So we'd like to thank everybody that attended this meeting virtually and in person. Thank you for your continued support in the company, and we look forward to seeing you again next year. Thank you.